From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
You found a little bit of life in the NZX. Thank the good Lord.
I did. Hey, before we launch into that, I'm in Christchurch this morning. I know you have a wee fondness for Christchurch, but taxi driver poll down there, everyone's talking about tourism. The taxi drivers yesterday, never been busier.
Good.
Telling me, never been busier.
And if you're going to be a tourist, why wouldn't you be a tourist in Christchurch?
Yeah, that's cool. It's very cool. It's not as hot.
Are you looking over the Hagley Park?
I am, actually. Yeah, I am.
I know where you are. I know the sort of places you stay, mate. Righto, talk to me. What happened yesterday?
Yeah, a bit of a sigh of relief, Mike, from investors. NZX bounced back yesterday after what's been a challenging couple of days. It recovered 145 points, about 1.2%. A couple of interesting comments. Big bounce back here from some of the property names. And names like Investor, they were the biggest riser yesterday, Property for Industry, Argosy. And I think I said yesterday that the selling had been pretty indiscriminate. And I look at a company like Investor, I mean, which really bounced back well. It owns large format retail properties. Absolutely nothing to do with the retirement sector, you know, because remember, it was all the catalyst was that Ryman transaction, and it fell like 8 or 9%, bounced back 10%. So some of that selling was a little hard to understand. Little lighter on results yesterday. I did want to pick up on Scales Corp, Mike, because it's a sort of export-related company that's not dairy-related. And I think we do need to keep an eye on ex-dairy stuff. And it was a good result. And the apples are going well, Mike. The old Dazzle, they're going pretty good. Scales have three divisions, Global Proteins, which is pet food, the horticulture, which is the apples business, orchards, etc., and logistics, which is relating to air and sea freight. Underlying earnings, $91.7 million. Good lift from the previous year, which was around $67 million. Net profit after tax on an underlying basis, 40% rise from the previous year, $53.6 million. So good numbers. Strong result from the pet food global proteins area. Horticulture returning to sort of more normal levels has been a challenging couple of years for the apple industry. They had a big major transaction there from Bostock. Apple volumes are improving. As I said, good to see. Logistics, record result, benefiting there from freight volumes increasing. And so despite the carnage that we've seen recently around some company results, their share price was up 2% yesterday. So a better day on the NZX.
Good. What are we expecting from NVIDIA, given DeepSeek, etc.?
Well, I think let's just talk about NVIDIA. I don't normally talk about US company earnings ahead of the event. We normally just wait and see and give you a read on the outcome. But the NVIDIA are reporting after the US market closes, so mid-morning here. This time around, Mike, this is a pivotal result, and the outcome could really set the tone for subsequent Magnificent Seven company trading. And we spoke yesterday about the weakness in the Magnificent Seven so far this year, in stark contrast to how important their performance has been in last year, particularly driving sort of overall US share market performance. You can't ignore Tesla recently, Mike. That share price down significantly from its December high. In fact, down 26% so far in February. NVIDIA result represents an opportunity for Mag 7 to get their mojo back. I think the market would like to see NVIDIA address the DeepSeek issue following that recent release of the seemingly very cheaply made sort of AI query product, when the Mag 7 are spending billions of dollars on AI development, and questions being asked as to quite what the economic payoff is going to be of that capital spend. You know, NVIDIA market capitalization over $3 trillion plummeted after that DeepSeek announcement. It has bounced back. Actually, Mike, the analyst sort of expectations that I've read are all saying that this result is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. So we wait and see. It's obviously, as I said, the share price has recovered since then, and hopefully we don't have a market moving result in the negative sense.
Let's hope so. What are the numbers?
So, sea of green, Mike, we like to see this. The Dow Jones is up 72 points, 43,694. The S&P 500 up about 0.75%, 5,998. And the NASDAQ up 1.22%, 19,259. All of Europe looked pretty good last night. The FTSE 100 up 0.78%, 8736. The Nikkei fell 0.25%, 38,142. Shanghai Composite up 1%, 3380. The Aussies had a small fall yesterday, 11 points, 8240 the close there. And as I said, we gained 1.18% in the NZX 50, closing at 12,000. 452. One Kiwi dollar will get you 0.5708 against the US, 0.9030 against the Aussie, 0.5429 euro, 0.4496 pounds, 85.21 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,911, and Brent crude continues to moderate, good, we shall say, $72.96.
Where are you going for breakfast?
Oh, I've got to work, Mike. I am going Miro.
Okay. If you, Mayfair's a good place. You've been to the Mayfair?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
On my recommendation. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it and enjoy your day in Christchurch. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.